Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to train
to me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Sacrifice for me.
Today, he's coming all the way from New York, New York. And he did not find a robbery to bless us, to let the Holy Spirit use. So thank you so much. Thank you for Aunt Beatrice as well. You know, you and my aunt, you know, y'all are just so beautiful. Thank you for every single one that's in attendance from New York City and all cities that's in New York that are in service today. New Jersey, you know, thank y'all. Chicago, Canada, you know, thank every single one of y'all for being. Washington, amen. Amen. Washington, D.C., Colorado, you know, thank every single one. All my friends and family there in Shreveport, thank you as well. We actually will be visiting some of y'all here in a few hours here. You know, we're traveling, but we thank God for every single one that found it fit to come to church this morning or this afternoon, wherever you are. Amen.
Grandma Helen, welcome. We're praying for you. Amen. Grandma Helen, man, we know you're looking good and feeling good today. We speak life and strength over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome, everybody, again. If it's your first time visiting us, which we know is several people here today, it's your first time that you are visiting. We just want to say welcome. Whether you press one or not, we welcome you. We speak blessing into your life. We speak life over you right now, life in abundance, life evermore, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May God continue to strengthen you and grow you in the spirit like never before. We pray right now for fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh fire upon you, like fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh man upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And may God continue to be your strength, hallelujah, in and out of sin. Hallelujah. May the word of God continue to be in your mouth, and may you speak with boldness and confidence of the Holy Spirit dwelleth in you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, satisfy you with your Holy Ghost on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you heard our prayers. Not only heard them, but you answered our prayers. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Lord, we thank you. Have your way, God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We seal this throne with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. To every visitor, every guest on the line today, and all that's in attendance, God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to have our prayer. Hallelujah. For Pastor Manning. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to be able to commune with you one more time, Father. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, cold in our right mind, Father. And we just want to say thank you for what you've done for us all last night when we slept, Father God. And we thank you for keeping all danger seen and unseen away from us, Father. We just want to say thank you, Father God, for this beautiful Sunday, this Sunday morning, this Sunday afternoon. We just want to give you thanks and we want to give you praise. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. You love us unconditionally. And because of your unconditional love, we just want to give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are our rock. We thank you that you are our fortress. We thank you that you are our deliverer. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our all and all. We thank you, Father God, that when we call upon you, that you're right there. And every single time that you call upon you, Father, you have always answered us speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for protecting us. We thank you, Father God, for loving us. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us. And you have called us victorious. Jesus Christ, you are victorious, and we thank you that we have already had to victory. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received your victory through Christ Jesus. We receive your victory over all diseases, all afflictions, all infirmities, all hindrances, all persecutions and torments and lies that the enemy try to send our way right now or even in the future. And we thank you, Father God, that we are victorious. We claim victory. We claim victory and we claim deliverance from all demonic spirits, all curses and hexes and vexes in the mighty name of Jesus, from all enhancements, all witchcraft prayers, all psychic prayers or spells that try to come against us. We just want to say thank you and that we are victorious. We are these victorious ones in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are victorious. And because you are victorious, that you have power, and we also have that power. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We have your power. We have your power to stand against any wiles of the devil, against any principalities, against any powers, against any rulers of darkness, against any ones that's in this world, against any spiritual wickedness that are in high places. According to your word in Ephesians 6:10-12, we claim victory, we claim faith through your salvation and through your blood that you have shed for us in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over everyone that's in attendance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, for we do realize because of your blood, because of your shed blood, that nothing formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No tongue that has risen up against us, Father God, it shall not work. And we thank you, Father God, that you have already obtained it all. And when you said that it was finished, then you mean that it is finished. And said it was because it is finished, Father God, that it has already been done. And every single thing that has been done, we are already there in position to maintain what you have already done. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it all for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, Father God, and we thank you for loving us so much. We thank you for touching us, Father. We thank you for healing us and delivering us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that we are free. We are free from the curse. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. And we are free indeed. We are free to be fruit bearers. We are free to love. We are free to forgive. We are free to be healed and to heal. We are free, Father God, and we thank you for setting us free, that we are whole and we are sound. We are not the borrowers, but we are the lenders. We are not the tail, but we are in the head, because you have already done it all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, that you call us your beloved. And because you call us your beloved, Father God, you have gave us your power and you gave us your authority to love as well. And that's what we will do all the days of our life. We thank you, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Let every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart be ever so acceptable in thy sight. You are our strength and you are our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And every single body that's in the body of Christ says, amen, amen, and amen again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God,
receive it by
safe. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're on the anointed today. It is for you. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of abundance. You are receiving it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy is trying to trip you up and set you up. But we decree and declare victory over you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you're victorious over all your situations. And nothing that the devil can do. Hallelujah. He can't overtake you because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But you got to believe it. Hallelujah. Believe it and receive it today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you can't receive what God has for you until you believe that he is who he says and who he said is who he said that he says, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the one and only, hallelujah, Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil got you thinking you're not worthy. The devil got you thinking, oh, I've done too much. I can't be free. I can't be changed. But the devil is a liar. You got to understand he's the father of lies. Hallelujah. And he's been lying to you all your life. If he got you in that place of condemnation, of guilt, shame, and defeat, he's been lying to you. I want you to know today that you're victorious through Christ Jesus. And when you receive Christ, hallelujah, you already have the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everybody at this time. Come on, my God, my God. Right now, Holy Spirit, have your way. Right now, oh God. Right now, it all belongs to you. Our life belongs to you. We give it all over to you right now, God. We surrender all over to you, Lord God. We're holding nothing, oh God. Father, we're not saying it to the flesh, oh God. We ask that you strengthen our spirit, Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come casting all our cares and burdens down, oh God. Lord, picking up the peace that you give, not of this world, oh God. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My mouth, shut it up. Come on now. Lord, oh God, we thank you. Oh, thank you. At the Samuel.
Yeah.
Just let the Holy Spirit move on you.
Oh,
right where you are today. Right where you are, so the enemy wants to stop you from receiving, or some of us just need to take one step. I remember a song when I was a little girl said, all you got to do is take one step, and he will do the rest. But you got to believe when you take that one step that God will do the rest. And it's something required for you to do today, for you to take that one step. What is that one step, Pastor? Believe in you. Hallelujah. Now you got to move on that you believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're trying to preach before the sermon. Amen. God bless.
Have your way.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Have your way.
At this time, we'll have our scripture reading from my very own evangelist, Kimberly Redford. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go ahead.
Amen. Giving honor to God, to my pastors of Gospel Public Ministries, the Mannings. God bless you both. And God bless everyone that's assembled today and who will listen in. Thank you for those prayers. My God, Jesus, I'm stirred up, stirred up. Fired up and ready to go for it. So the scripture I'm coming from is 1 Peter 4, verse 12 through 13. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. I'm reading from King James Version.
Amen.
But rejoice inasmuch as we are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory... I'm sorry. Let me go back. I'm sorry. I went up one. Okay. Behold... Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as we are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And so when I read that those two scriptures, it was showing that, you know, we have to expect trials to come on our lives as believers. We're going to go through some things. But the good news is that when we're in Christ, we count it all joy. We can count it all joy because God doesn't leave us nor forsake us. And so we know that we can get through anything that comes our way just by putting our trust in God and letting the Holy Spirit, his fruit, move through us and give us that peace. When we're going through, give us that patience, give us that joy, that unspeakable joy. So I just want to encourage somebody today and let them know if you're going through anything, don't worry about it. Jesus knows exactly what's going on, and he's going to take care of that situation if you put your total trust in him. God bless the reading, the hearer, and the doers of his holy word. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Trust God, everybody. At this time, hallelujah, we're excited again to receive our brother, our uncle, Brother Joel Washington out of New York. He's going to bless us with a new song. So we're excited that God has placed it on his heart to bring this song today. Amen.
Yeah.
Welcome, Brother Joel Washington.
Yes, good afternoon. Hello.
Amen. Amen. You're live. We can hear you. God bless you.
Yes. Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be in his presence again. I just thank God for carrying me all this week and all through this year with what's going on. And I thank God
yeah.
for my nephew, Reverend Manning, and his wife, Mrs. Manning. You know, y'all just keep up the good work. Did God have a plan for you? You know, I tell you, sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it might
yeah.
get hard. And that road gets rough. But don't worry about it. Just
yeah.
hold on to God's unchanging hand. Sometimes tears may come out your eyes, but just hold on. Just take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to do a
yeah.
song, Reverend Manning. This is a song that my sister used to sing all the time. And I'm going to try to do it the best way that I know how. Y'all just bear
with me. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Amen.
I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Oh, Lord, he will make a way for you. I know he will see you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. That I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Oh, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he will see you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. This is the part that I love so well. I have a Savior who I can tell all my troubles to. And when I'm bowed down and trapped out, I don't know just what to do. I go to the Lord and seek the prayer. He told me I can leave all my burden right there. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Oh, I have a Savior who I can tell all my trouble to. And when I'm down, church, I don't know just what to do. You know what I do? I go to the Lord in secret prayer. He told me I could leave all my burden right there. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, yes, he will. Yes, he will. I know he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he'll lead you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I know the Lord, he will make a way. Thank you for
yes,
blessing
will.
Us so much, Brother Washington, with this song. What you were singing right now was so uplifting. God will make a way. Yes,
yes
he will. He promised us that he will make a way. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ says that he is that way. Hallelujah. And that way that you're looking for is through Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, thank you for that song. Hallelujah. May God bless you and may God keep you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
At this time.
At this time, we're going to have our music selection, and we'll come back and we'll have the message that will be delivered by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen. We'll be right back.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder where.
For your blood, hallelujah. It reaches to the highest mountain, flows through the lowest valley. How many of us have those high mountains, and even some of those that have those low valleys? The blood of Jesus reaches every single place, whether it's high in your life or whether it's the lowest part of your life. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where every single one, we want to just say thank you for being in attendance day and Sunday service. You know, we're here for the message that's going to be delivered by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Prophetess Tawanika Manning. I do want to say, you know, before we get in the message, that if you're not able to get through, if you're not able to get through, then we would like for you to go We want you to go online, or if you know someone that's not able to get through, you know, to go online. You know, sometime, you know, that, you know, we'll fill up and, you know, they won't let anybody else get through. So you can go online through the preacher and the pastor at Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/thepreacherandthepastor, and we're on live, so you can go on live. So tell your friends, tell your family members that not able to get in, you know, we do apologize. That's how we want the church to be full anyways, but to just go online, you still can be able to be a part of the service. Thank you so much. Well, without further ado, I'd like to introduce every single one to this beautiful woman of God. You know, God has called her into the fivefold ministry, and she's just doing God's work, led by the Holy Spirit. So receive my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for this one more time. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 62. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now. Move in a mighty way, oh God. Let your word go forth, oh God, mighty and strong, oh God, that will change the life of those that believe, that are in service on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me into all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you for it, Lord God. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finish of my faith, and all through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come right now on earth as it is in heaven. Oh Lord, let us receive thy daily bread right now in the sermon of the word that we preach. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time.
Yes,
it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Stand to your feet, clap your hands,
yes,
and just thank God, everybody. Oh,
thank
God,
Lord,
doing for
Jesus.
You today. Did God answer your prayer? Did he wake you up this morning? Do you understand that your daily benefits that God already did it when he woke you up, clothed you in your right mind? Hallelujah. In
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do you understand that for somebody that planned on being here today but took their last breath on last night or this morning, that their heart beat for the last time yesterday or even before this call today? Don't you know, hallelujah, you have so much to be grateful for in this moment that you can declare and declare, hallelujah, today that God has already done it for you, that you can pray the prayer. Oh, Father God, if you don't do enough, you've already done enough.
Yes,
and as you that have kept me, as you that have saved me,
yes,
so you just open up your mouth and just thank God.
Thank
can you
Jesus.
Pray the prayer of thanksgiving,
thank
knowing that it's
Lord,
already
Jesus.
Done? Thank you, God, for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do because
thank
you're
you,
trusting
Lord.
Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. I'm so excited, you all.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. We've been in 24 days of prayer and coming to an agreement. Hallelujah.
Yes,
my sisters and brothers in Christ, and we've been diligent on that 6 a.m. call.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, there's nobody left behind. We call it the board, the bus.
Yeah.
So at 6 in the morning, we get on the bus. And if you're not on the bus, we will call you a messenger and say, hey, don't miss the bus. So I'm excited, hallelujah, that
hallelujah.
We've decided not to leave our brothers and sisters behind. Hallelujah, because sometimes you need somebody to be accountable to. Hallelujah. So we've been called accountable, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want to say that I'm thankful, hallelujah, that me and my husband on the road is raining, but God is good all the time.
Away. Yes, Lord.
He's made it wet. Hallelujah. I'm in the backseat of the car, and he's
that's
the driver.
Right.
So.
And we still don't have church in the rain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for this opportunity. So bear with us, you all. I don't know if the line is going in and out, but we are mobile today. So we thank God. The message here today is deliverance is necessary.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to do a little bit of teaching and preaching, you all, and a whole lot of praying. Amen. Because deliverance is necessary. If you get to the point and feel like you don't need to be delivered, you've already killed yourself in every area of your life. You've already killed yourself because we need daily deliverance. Because we deal with so many things in this world that we are susceptible to each and every time. You need to leave home to be attacked.
That's right.
The enemy comes in every which way. He can operate through your children, your spouse, or just anything through the TV. I'm telling you, things that you lay your eyes to, that you give your ear to. The enemy will call you on the phone. He will use whoever will allow themselves to be used. So deliverance is necessary, you all. And we're going to hit so many different points here about deliverance, but I don't want to keep it too long because, like I said, we're traveling here. But deliverance is, you all, defined as a rescue from bondage or danger.
Uh-huh.
So deliverance in the Bible is the act of God whereby the rescues, where he rescues his people from peril.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen.
So in the Old Testament, deliverance is focused primarily on God's removal of those who are in the midst of trouble or danger.
Yes.
He rescues his people from their enemies. When we look in the Bible in 1 Samuel, and we're going to go to different places here, but I'm just going to give you a couple of scriptures that you can study, you all, about deliverance.
Uh-huh.
Look at in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 37, you all. 1 Samuel, chapter 17.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. First Samuel, you all. Chapter 17, verse 37. I'm going to go over there with you. You go over there with me, and I'll be there when you get there. Amen.
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 The Bible says in 1 Samuel, excuse me, chapter 17, verse 37, moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the power of the lion and from the power of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen.
So here we talk about deliverance, how God delivers us. Hallelujah. In every situation, David said here, one, because he believed.
Yeah.
That God will deliver him.
Yeah.
So we got to believe that we should be delivered.
Yeah.
And not only that, who will be our deliverer.
Yeah.
And knowing that God is our deliverer. Amen?
Amen.
And then there's many places that we can go and understand he preserves them. And we're looking again in the same book in chapter 18, 6-19, God preserves them from famine and death in the grave. See, the most striking example of deliverance is the Exodus from Egypt, you all. When we look in the Bible here in Exodus 3 and 8, you all, and you can go with me, chapter 3, verse 8. I'm going to try to slow down because I get so excited.
Yes,
see, God has blessed me and my husband with a deliverance ministry and healing ministry to bring deliverance and healing, hallelujah, to mankind. So when we talk about deliverance, we all need to be delivered. When we're delivered, now we can be set free. Amen.
Yes,
so whatever that is that's been attacking us and causing sickness, disease, or death, or whatever that's been troubling us, that's trying to take us over. So when we look in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says, amen.
Amen.
Let's start at 7, you all. Let's go to 7 to 10, and then we'll go from there. The Bible says in Exodus, chapter 3, verse 8 through 10, and I'm going to slow down because I know I get excited. I want everybody to be able to hear me. I hope you can hear me clearly. The Bible says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and you have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, you all.
Yeah.
Verse 9 said, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. And I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Verse 10 says, come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, and that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. This is the Lord talking to Moses.
Yeah.
But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel and Egypt? I want you to know that God will give you the strength.
Amen.
He will equip you for the call. Amen.
Amen.
So if God is sending you, pastors, prophets, evangelists, to go and deliver his people, God will equip you for the call. But understand this, you won't go in your own strength. Hallelujah.
That's right.
If you go in your own strength, you will fail the task. But
that's
God
right.
will be your strength. Hallelujah. He will equip you for everything that you need to deliver his people. Amen.
Amen.
So don't Moses feel like I'm not worthy, I'm not capable, I can't do that. God said, I'm going to go with you, I'm going to equip you. You ain't going to be in your own doing, in your own strength, because you will fail, because you're nothing but a man. But the Bible says, with God, all things are possible.
Oh,
so here when God called Moses, he didn't just call Moses, he called Moses so God could use Moses.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Not the human Moses, but we're talking about the supernatural strength that God was giving Moses to go in. He said, because the Bible tells us, we look again at the scripture, the Bible says, he said, so I have come down to deliver them. So God will come down to deliver you. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Don't miss that, you all. Don't miss that in scripture. Because it says right there, so I have come down to deliver them out the hand of the Egyptians.
Thank you, Lord.
So he's decided, I'm going to come down, I'm going to use you, Moses.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm excited, y'all.
Amen.
I'm excited.
Thank
I want you to understand something. And God's command, Moses removed his Hallelujah. Never more shout out behind you. You had to come out of self for a minute. Because you start thinking about self. No, God said, I'm going to use you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let me keep on here, you all. See, here God defined as the deliverer of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And who rescues his people, not because they deserve to be rescued, but as an expression of his mercy and love.
Amen.
Can y'all say mercy?
Mercy.
Hallelujah. The word for mercy and the love of God.
Hallelujah.
where will we be today?
Because right.
the Bible even tells us, hallelujah, that he sent his son to deliver us.
Uh-huh.
He said, and why did he send his son? Because the Bible said he loved us so much
yeah.
that he sent his only begotten son.
Uh-huh.
How many would do that for anybody? That you would send the only one that you got to the
yeah.
remember some people that's going to betray you, that's going to kill you, that's going to persecute you, but God.
Only God.
My Lord, my Lord. Man, you
know,
I saw him do a little bit of preaching,
yeah.
preaching and all out of praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But see, in the Bible, when we look in the New Testament, God is always the subject of deliverance. See, the description of temporal deliverance in the Old Testament, hallelujah, served as a symbolic representation of the spiritual deliverance from sin, which
yeah.
is available only through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
He offers deliverance from mankind's greatness, peril. You know, we're talking about sin, evil, death, or the deliverance us from this present evil age. We talk about
yeah.
the evil day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will deliver us from the evil day and tell us to come up. Now, it's true that that time will come. The evil day
yeah.
will come. Hallelujah. But
hallelujah.
The Bible reassures us, God reassures us in his word that I will deliver you.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
From
hallelujah.
The evil day. Hallelujah.
From the evil day. Hallelujah. And from the powers of Satan's reign.
Yeah.
We see this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Hallelujah. You can write that down and go back to it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. See, deliverance is often sought from evil spirits, you are, or the spirits
uh-huh.
of the lust, jealous, and so many others. See, it's
yeah.
important to understand that as believers, and I'm going to say it again, as believers.
Yes, yeah. Lord Jesus.
Some of us are just Christian. Hallelujah. But we're talking about the believing Christian.
Yes.
So it's important to understand as believers,
yes.
we already have eternal victory over Satan and demons, but we can be delivered from their influences in our lives by using two weapons.
Uh-huh.
God has given us a part of our spiritual armor with which we battle against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heaven. Amen. In
yes.
the heavenly realms we're talking about. We see this in the book of Ephesians, you all. So the believer, as we are the believers, defends ourselves with the shield of faith and use the offensive weapon of the word of God and against the tool, hallelujah, in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. No spirit can prevail against us, you all. By the holding up the shield of faith, we extinguish the flaming spiritual arrows that they send against us, arrows of lust, of doubt, of guilt, jealousy, evil speech, and all manners of temptation. See, with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we overcome the evil one by proving his temptation to be lies, because he is the father of lies.
Amen.
How many of you know that Satan is the father of lies? And when you start believing him,
right.
I mean, see, he come to consume you with his lies. The Bible says that he come to seek, kill, and destroy.
Uh-huh.
When you start succumbing to the things of the devil, guess what? You're looking to be killed.
Uh-huh.
You're looking to be destroyed.
Yeah.
You're looking to be taken advantage of, and all your stuff to be taken from you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, they need your peace.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. So many of us are praying for a peace of mind. Don't you know God can deliver you from that?
Amen.
From all destruction.
Amen.
I want to tell you this. By the offensive weapon you are of the truth, we overcome the evil one.
Amen.
The evil one. We overcome
Amen.
Him. If you go over to 1 John 2 and 14, look here. I'm going to back this up with word, with scripture you are. If you go over to 1 John 2 and 14 with
uh-huh.
me, I'll give you all a moment to get there. 1 John 2 and 14. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. I want to go over there real quick here.
Amen.
We said 1 John 2 and 14. When you get there, let me know.
Amen.
I want you to see something here. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
2 and 14.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord. Just read 1 John 2 and 14. The Bible says, I've written to your father because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. The word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. See,
Amen.
We're talking about overcoming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And if we go
Amen.
Back to the book of Galatians, you all, chapter 1, verse 4.
Yes.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 4.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It says, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil age
yeah.
according to the will of our God and Father. Verse 5, to whom be a glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody, the Bible's telling us here you are about being delivered. God is our deliverer. See,
yeah.
God's plan all along was to save us by Jesus, that we have been delivered from the power of this present evil age, a wild world by Satan and full of cruelty. difficulty, tragedy, temptation, and deception, being delivered from this evil age doesn't mean that we are taken out of it, but that we are no longer enslaved to it. Amen? You were saved to live for God. No, listen to this. This is a question. Does your life reflect your gratitude for being rescued?
Amen.
Does your life?
Amen.
Reflect your gratitude for being rescued.
My
Can
Lord.
You just say thank you, Father God, no
yeah.
matter what you're going through? Are you complaining and whining, but this and but that, but they and them, and look what they did
yeah.
to me?
Why
but not realizing
why
your heart is still beating up. You still breathing. You can still feed yourself.
My
you
Lord.
Can still walk to the front door back. There's somebody just barely can breathe, heart palpitations, wishing they could just get out of bed.
Yeah.
You can pray, God, make me able one more time.
Yeah.
But you complain, but I want to ask you again today, can you be grateful? Can you operate
yeah.
with gratitude and knowing that God has rescued you? Do you know that the enemy is coming? But God's around and angels around your house. Did you know that the devil's trying to take their children out? But God sent his angels to protect them. Hallelujah. Jehovah's about stepped in. Hallelujah. The army of hosts stepped in and protected you and your family. You thought it was preacher. You
yeah.
thought it was your guard dog. But God did.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you know how many people are along since the failed them
yeah.
when they needed? Do you know how many people?
Yeah.
The dog didn't get up when the crook came in, when the thief came in, and the thief would speak to the dog, and the dog act like it was his friend.
Yeah.
So I want you to know that God rescued you, that God saved you, that they got to your door and could not even come in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
God was saving somebody that was coming to do you wrong.
Yeah.
They'd get to your front door, and you could open the door and say, you know what? Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I can't do this.
They ain't even coming in.
Thank
so
you,
can
Lord.
I help you? No.
Yeah.
I got the wrong house. They were set to come to you. But
thank
God.
That's right.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you.
Can you be grateful today?
Yeah.
Can you have gratitude that you've been rescued? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Have you transferred your loyalty from this world to Christ?
Thank you, Lord.
That is a question. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God, we just want to thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Be delivered today, hallelujah.
Yes, thank
Be
you.
Set free, hallelujah.
Thank
in the name
you.
Of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God.
Thank you, Lord
We just
Jesus.
Want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, hallelujah. I want to talk a little bit more. Let's see how much time we got here, Pastor. I don't want to hold y'all too long today.
Hallelujah.
We're trying to get on down the road, but God is already doing it, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God,
yeah.
you want to be delivered.
Thank you for your deliverance, Lord Jesus.
Be delivered. Be delivered. I want you all to join us on Wednesday night. We're going to talk a little bit more about being delivered.
Yeah.
Being delivered, I'm sorry, about deliverance. How do you get delivered? How do you get set free? You know, how do you deliver yourself? I want you to join us in Bible study as we talk about it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, my God, my God. We thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to talk to you more, but we don't have a lot of time. But let us pray this prayer today of deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come, Lord God, to be delivered and set free.
Yes, Lord.
By your word, oh, Father God, for we know your word is true. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, Father God, we ask that keep our soul and deliver us right now, according to your word in Psalm 25 and 20. Oh, be pleased, oh, Lord, and deliver us right now. Make haste, oh, God, and deliver us. Deliver us, oh, God, in your righteousness. Oh, Lord, deliver us, oh, God, out of the hand of the enemy. Deliver us, oh, God, from our persecutors. Deliver us out of the great waters, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Deliver us from the oppression of man, oh, God. Deliver us according to your word in Psalm 119 and 170, in the name of Jesus Christ. Deliver our soul, oh God, from lying, listening to deceitful tongues, oh God. Deliver us from all the enemies, oh God, that hide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hide us right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the presence of our enemies, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, surround us with songs of deliverance, oh God. Command deliverance on our life right now. Deliver us from all fears, oh God. Deliver us out of the troubles, oh God. Deliver us from them who hate us, oh God. Deliver us from all distresses right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, send your word and deliver us out of destruction. Deliver our soul from death, oh God. Our eyes from tears and our feet from falling in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we call upon the name of Jesus this day and we declare the call by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that we are delivered and set free. Deliver us from the power of the lion, oh God. Through the knowledge we are delivered and we declare the call today in the name of Jesus Christ. Through your wisdom we are delivered. We receive miracles of deliverance right now. In our life.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the life of our loved ones and family members, oh God. Lord, deliver us from evil right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you would keep us from all evil, God. No evil, we decree and declare right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, with our combined faith on the line today, that no evil will touch us. Hallelujah. Put to shame those who were, Lord God, that will wish evil upon us. Let no evil deceive, creep to our bodies, oh God. Hallelujah. We will not be afraid of evil tidings, for we are delivered. We will not be visited with evil because we are delivered right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we refrain our faith from every evil way so that we might keep our word. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, preserve us from all evil, God. Deliver us from the evil man. Let people be healed of plagues and evil spirits right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you would keep us from the evil one. Lord, let every spirit, hallelujah, let evil spirits be cast out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be overcome with evil. But we overcome evil with good, and we stand it on today in the name of Jesus Christ. We put on the whole armor of God that we might stand in the evil day. We cancel all the plans and forces of evil set against our life, against our family members and loved ones right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let the works of evil be burnt up by your Holy Spirit, your Holy Fire, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ, let me repent of evil and hallelujah, turn to righteousness this day in this very hour.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let no evil be established in our life, but let your righteousness, oh Father, be established today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we loose ourselves from all evildoers and evil souls to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that this deliverance is permanent, all that receive it right now here on Sunday service with me and my husband. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all of us, not about us, it's all about you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and your word that went forward right now. And with the hallelujah, and with the promises of God.
Hallelujah.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Have your way, God. Have your way.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, right now. The doors of the church are open. There'll be one today.
There might be one. There might be one that's going in a place in their life where they know it's not the way that God intends for them to go. This is not the will of God for my life, not to live like this. And you're looking at death. And you're looking at destruction. But you have the power and the authority to say no. You can receive Jesus Christ into your life right now, just where you are. There may be one. Let us help you to pray that prayer of salvation while you still have time. Hallelujah. Let us pray for you. Just press one right now, and we'll pray for you. We'll help you to pray this prayer of salvation. God gives us time, day after day, for us to get it right, for us to come to him. That's the reason why God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for you and for me. There might be one. There might be one that have already trusted God and already received Jesus Christ into their life, and the road and got rough. The burdens have got heavy, and you may have went astray. You may have went back into self. You may have veered off and became afraid and went the wrong way. Start doing the wrong things and saying the wrong things and acting in a manner that's not of God. Let us help you. Let us pray with you. Let us help you to get back on the right track. Let us help you to get the fire of God back in your eyes and back in your heart, that desire. Let us help you get back into that place of deliverance because it's necessary. Just press one. There may even be one that's sick. One may be in need of something right now, and you know, just need somebody to come into agreement with you. See, this is where you're able to do it. Come into agreement. You maybe need some prayer right now for some issues. Maybe a family member or someone has some type of issues that is too much for you, but nothing is impossible for God. And nothing is impossible when we come into agreement in the mighty name of Jesus. Just press one and let us pray. Let us pray for you. Let us pray with you. Amen. There may be even one that's looking for a church home. You maybe have not been in church for some time now. You maybe even been going to a church 20, 30, 40 some years, but it just feels like I'm not getting what it is that I need. Me and Pastor Tawanika, we would love to be your pastors. We're just going to love on you. We're going to show you what the Word of God says. Not only are we going to show you what the Word of God says, we're going to show you how to use the Word of God every single day of your life, confessing the Word. In the name of Jesus. Last four of your digits, 7793. We're going to bring you in. Welcome. Welcome. Amen. Last four of your phone number is 7793. We can hear you.
Area
code 718.
What about it?
Calling out your number.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Amen. We can hear you.
Amen.
Do you need amen? Do you need prayer or something for today? What can we help you with, sister?
I just need prayer.
We need prayer.
I'm tired.
Amen.
I'm tired, Lord. I wanna come home.
Don't say that.
Come again, sister.
Yes,
go ahead.
Talk,
Bishop.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome, sis. How you doing? God bless you.
God bless you too, darling.
Amen. Can we get your name?
Lisa Moore and Miss Catherine Jackson.
Miss Catherine Jackson, God bless you. Yes, you want in prayer today. We love to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ. First of all, my question is, before we pray,
yes,
do you believe that God can do it? Do you believe God to be a healer? Do you believe God to be a deliverer? Do you believe God sent his only begotten son to set you free?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Father God, as we come into agreement, oh God, with our sister today, we thank you, Father God, for being in the midst. As we combine our faith with our faith today, Father God, we ask that you move in a mighty way regarding your daughter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we know you to be a God that heals and delivers and sets free. And we know you to be a God to make a way out of no way. We know you to be a God of more than enough. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you would divinely intervene in a situation concerning your daughter and her family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and turn it around for good, oh God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, wherever the enemy has caused separation and division in the family, oh Lord, we pray with divine unity right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would heal, oh Lord, deliver and set free your daughter, oh Lord, and all connected to her right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you be sick right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare and declare that you are healed, that you're delivered and set free in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak life into you right now, and I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of the name that you shall live, and shall not die. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you're victorious right now over every situation. God has called you up to be victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. All you got to do is open up your mouth and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not stay with you. God is about to move. Somebody moving your mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. All you got to do is take one step and believe that God is doing it for you in this season in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, God is changing your name to faithful. God is changing your name to beautiful in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that he right now, as we pray together in agreement, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that God is already working that thing out for your good, but you just got to believe, hallelujah, thank God for the one more time. The Holy Spirit said, I've done it before, I'm going to do it again in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for doing it again for your daughter right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless and heal. Let peace come and be still in the heart and mind of your daughter in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you to peace right now. Hallelujah. I bind hope to you. I bind joy to you. I bind happiness to you. Right now, I bind healing to your body in the name of Jesus Christ. And I loose you from every attack of the devil right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now, be free right now. Receive it and walk in it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God,
oh Lord, I receive fresh fire right now, oh God. Fresh strength of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Thank
oh God, we just want to say thank you. New eyes to see, hallelujah. New ears to hear. New eyes to be putting your mouth. We just see the boldness and confidence in the name of Jesus Christ. God has opened up the ears of understanding, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your heart shall beat the heart with the rhythm of life, hallelujah. Your heartbeat shall be stronger and stronger. As you go, you shall grow stronger in the name of Jesus Christ. Because God is able. I want you to know that God is making things all right.
Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Come up a little higher. See, God is requiring you to come up a little higher.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Come up a little higher. In the name of Jesus Christ. You do the blood of Jesus Christ over your kingdom. You fill the blood with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That there's all things that say, oh, and what the promise of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us.
Yes.
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
To God be the glory.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Right
amen.
There.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless
oh,
you. God
thank
bless
you. God thank
amen.
You, Jesus. I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God bless you, sister. We're praying for you and your family. We're adding you to our prayer list. God keep you. God keep you. Thank you so much, sister.
Yes, Lord. Okay.
Catherine Jackson, God bless you. We'll be continuing prayer for you, sister. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. We do have someone else on the call. Last four digits, 6565. Looks like our Mother Kathy Hudson, amen. Amen. We're going to open up your line right now. God bless you.
Amen. Can you hear us?
5 area code 318.
Sister.
Okay, can you hear me?
Hudson. Yes,
can
we
hear
can hear
me?
You. Amen.
Okay, I wanted you to pray. We want to pray for the healing of the nation for this COVID virus.
Amen.
This virus just leaves and flee and never come back again.
Yes.
So that
amen.
People live in freedom and not in bondage under the COVID virus.
Amen. Amen. We come into agreement with you right now, Mom, Sister Hudson, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you know every single thing that we need before we even ask.
Yes,
but you said ask anyways.
Yes,
you said when two or three that are come together as touching and agreeing, asking anything in your name, you said that you will do. So we decree and we declare right now that we are healed from any trauma, that we are healed from any disease, whether by what name, either it's COVID-19 or whatever kind of disease that try to rise up. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us already. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we shall not fear any single sickness. We shall not fear any single disease, that we shall not die from anything, but we shall live. For your word said in John 3:16 that, you love us so much, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. And we decree and we declare that we shall have everlasting life because of Jesus Christ that you have given for us. You have given Jesus Christ out of love, and because you have given Jesus Christ, that same love live in us, and we shall not fear. Your word said in Psalms 91 that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we decree and we declare that we abide underneath the shadow of the Almighty because it's Jesus Christ who is our fortress. So because Jesus Christ is our fortress, no plague, no sicknesses, no disease, no viruses shall touch our body, and no simple faith or not. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said that we'll be like spectators. You said thousands shall fall at our right hand and others at my side, but it shall not come near us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're praying for every single one, every single nation, that the nation be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have already healed us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every single word that comes out of our mouth, we speak life into every situation. We do not speak death. And we do not speak destruction. Every single stranger that try to cause us to be interfered, we do not listen to strangers, but we listen to the good shepherd, which is Christ Jesus. And every single thing that Jesus has said, Father God, we trust you and we believe you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that we are healed. We decree and we declare that we are victorious. Every single nation that have fear some type of sickness, or whether it's COVID-19, our nation is healed. God has given us the power and has given us the authority to speak against any single illness and declare Jesus Christ is victorious.
Amen.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, reach every single heart. Reach every single country. Reach every single nation right now in the name of Jesus. And it is so. Jesus' name that pray. And every single body do say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, God,
we shall not be moved. Neither shall we be afraid.
Yes,
hallelujah. God bless you,
Lord.
And may God keep you.
Yes, yes, yes. I just thank the Lord for that prayer, because there are some things that have went on since the vaccine came out. Only certain people are able to get it. And I know God is a vaccine of all things. We just want to say thank him for it. It's not just
we thank God. We thank God. Because we trust God. God is our healer. It don't matter what man or woman or doctor they try to make and say that's the healer. No, God is our healer. And see, we look to God because he is our source. He is our source. He is our way maker. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have our tithing offering. If there's one today, if there's one, if there's anyone else, press one at this time. May God bless everyone. We just thank God. Hallelujah. I don't know. I'm not sure if your last four digits, if your number is 9844. I know that you asked someone to press one if they could hear us clearly, and that number has already been opened. And I don't want to open up the line. We're going to open up the line for you, last four digits, 9844. Just let us know if you press one to help my husband out earlier, or if you need prayer. We want to make sure we don't forget about anyone. Last four digits of your number is 9844.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Morgan from New York. I'm sister with Brother Washington. You know, he told me he was coming on, and I came on a time before, Pastor, and you prayed for me. So this would be my second time coming on, or the third time. So I enjoyed the message, and I'm just enjoying the praise, you know, and I stand in agreement with all the prayers, touching and agreeing, and I thank God for the work that he's doing in your life to come. God
Amen.
Bless you, and Pastor, y'all continue on and be encouraged. You know, in times like this, we got to be encouraged and be sure that our anchor holds upon that solid rock, which is Jesus.
Amen.
So I thank you for the privilege and opportunity, you know, because my soul has really been fed. And God bless you all.
Glory
Stay
God.
Strong.
God bless you, too. Yes, ma'am. God bless
you,
too, sister. Amen. We
thank
look forward
you.
To hearing from you, too. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. Enjoy the rest of your day. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Go back on there. Thank you, Lord. We're trying to work here. Thank you. There you go. God bless everyone. At this time, we receive our tithes and offering. At this time, if you have your tithes and offering, you want to send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. If you have Cash App, you can send those over to Pastor Chantel, Chantell. That's Pastor Chantel. Pastor, capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L, Pastor Chantel, If you have your tithes and offering, you can send those over at this time. We're going to be praying over our tithes and offering today, just thanking God for blessing us to be a blessing. That all debt is cleared in your name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there be no lack in your giving on today, that God will multiply your seed. As we decree and declare that you're sowing in good soil on today, may you reap a great harvest of blessings in every area of your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give our offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you have given to us as a tither. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to receive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will open up and pour our blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, and as we receive it by faith on today. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous people. Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask in Jesus' name, O Lord, that you rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God, because of our obedience to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pay our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3 and 11. Heavenly, the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any members of our families, our finances, our fruits, our grounds, our ministry, our church family, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families, oh God, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, and bless us with the 7 blessings of a tither, as it is written in Malachi 3 and 11. We ask you, oh God, to give us the fulfillment of these 7 blessings of a tither, according to John 16 and 23. Father, we have been obedient and paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now. And Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, because we are tithers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you all, you send those over to Pastor Chantel. God bless you. God keep you. And those that purpose in their heart to sow today or give an offering or tithing, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that God will open up the doors of blessings, financial blessings, restore you to the stewardship of his son, that you'll be able to be a blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be blessed. We speak blessings. We speak life over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. Be strengthened right now by the word of God. Hallelujah, it's for you to receive in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, you all, we're going to have our announcements from our very, very own evangelist, Kimberly Rufford. Hallelujah. God bless you. Go ahead, sister.
Amen. Our announcements are as follows. The Gospel Public Ministries church services are Monday at 6 a.m. we have intercessory prayer, and that's Wednesday at 7 p.m. we have Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service. Sunday at 2 p.m. is Sunday service. And we also have special events such as the Shout, which is Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. We have restoration service every second Tuesday at 10 a.m. We have global prayer going on right now, 40 days, started January 1st all the way up until February 9th, and that's at 6 a.m. And if you'd like to be a part of either, you can call the prayer line, which is 732-434-2510. Again, prayer line is 732-434-2510. Then you have the church line. The number is 845-277-9213. 845-277-9213. And then we have a few other announcements as well. We're celebrating the wedding anniversary of our pastors, Pastor Darcy and Talanique Manning. They are celebrating their anniversary at this time. God bless you both, pastors. And we also had a birthday. We also had a birthday celebration for our pastor for a January birthday. Pastor Talanique celebrated her birthday on January the 20th. Happy belated birthday as well. And then we also got, we're in discipleship. We're going to be having new discipleship classes starting up April 17th, if you would like to be a part of discipleship classes. And in February, we're going to be rolling out a good comedy happy hour show. And we're going to have more details coming up soon. I know it's time to get your laugh on, so make sure you stay tuned for those announcements that will be coming up soon. And thank you all for tuning in, and God bless you as you go throughout your days.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Evangelist. We're so looking forward to good comedy, y'all. We all need a good laugh. And if y'all don't know it, that Pastor Tawanika Manning is also a comedian and a playwright. So, yes, I write plays and I do stand-up comedy. Yes, I went from the, I guess you could say, secular world to the gospel world. So, yes, we'll be bringing that comedy because it's a time we need laughter. You know, we need our spirits to be uplifted and just taking the time to laugh out loud.
That's right.
So that's coming here.
And God ordains it.
Amen. It's coming up here in the month of February. So look forward to it. Like Evangelist Kim said, we're going to roll out those details. It'll be once a week, a time of laughter and a good time. I believe it's going to be on a Tuesday at 6 p.m. If you're in New York, I mean, it'll be 7 o'clock your time. So we definitely look forward to that time. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me let you in, Pastor. Go ahead. The phone was on mute. Sorry about that, you all. We were switching over lines, and my husband was speaking just like this. Thank you, God. Thank you, Evangelist, for letting us know that the line was not, it was not open. So God bless you. We're looking forward again to good comedy coming here at this time. We thank you all for tuning in today. Tell a friend to come on in and enjoy what God is doing. God is doing a new thing in this season. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you all. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be able to be an encouragement for others. We bless you. This will be encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around you and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people to be, in a safe place for people to be, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, I hope everyone, you know, did receive of something. I know I did. And I thank God for allowing us to be that body that he flowed through. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, doing what is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen. God bless you. We love you. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
One time,
one time,
I can't wait till I see you.
One time,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get that.